It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Now let's see what we're giving away today from Builder Supply Outlet. Oh! It's the cutting board, the extra-large premium chef's cutting board made of the finest American maple wood and crafted in the USA exclusively for the Edge Kitchen Bath Showroom at Builder Supply Outlet, 5 miles east of Oak Brook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road and 25th Avenue in Broadview. That's a $100 value to the 19th caller at 312-981-7200. All right, checking in at
number five.
Oh, boy. Massive Category 4 hurricane heading right for Florida, barreling toward it. 140-mile-an-hour winds right now. Moving 14 miles per hour. Category 4. Latest computer tracking models show the storm is expected to slide right up along the entire Atlantic coastline of Florida. Governor Rick Scott says, get out.
My biggest concern is, are people taking this seriously enough? So I don't want to lose a life. I think we still have people that are not taking this seriously enough. I think if you just stop and look at this for a second, over 100 people have died in Haiti already.
And that's unfortunately a very
preliminary number, because they've got aerial views. They haven't really been able to get into the hardest hit areas there as of yet.
All right. And he's right. And I want to give credit to Shepard Smith from Fox News Channel. He said that a storm like this turns rocks into bullets and trees into missiles. You will die.
Time is up, is what the governor is saying. And they're apparently not seeing the level of evacuations they wanted to see at this point.
Man, Folly Beach after Hurricane Hugo. We spent the night in Mount Pleasant in the back of a satellite truck. And there were so many trees down all around us that you couldn't go anywhere. For days, they had to cut residents out of their houses. There were so many trees. It was like a Lincoln log village. As far as you could see, there were no tops on any trees. All the tops of all the trees for miles and miles and miles were gone. And those had been used as missiles, and they'd gone through windows and knocked out walls and ended up in people's beds. That's what happened in Hugo. It was not as strong as this storm. This storm is stronger than Hugo was. Get out.
Aren't you amazed at the number of people that they're interviewing that are all like, hey, I'll leave when...
He interviewed Shepard Smith interviewed one of his friends who was, she says, I'm in a high rise, I'm okay, we've got good, we have a good doorman, she said.
We got a good doorman. He'll handle it. Like, don't you think that doorman is like the first guy going, hey, Pete, don't fail me now.
Hey, where did the doorman go?
Yeah.
Wasn't he supposed to fight off the storm?
Yeah. Where's Matthew the doorman? Yeah, I don't think so.
I hope they're safe.
I swear to God, I've not seen a more amassed group of stupid people than have been on the news today. I'm not going nowhere. This lane too, it'll be just fine. It'll be just fine. Our whole family going to stay in there. We'll just hold down the sides of the tarp. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
We're going to dig a hole. There's some half-dug swim pools. We're going to get in that and put the thing over top. It'll be fine. I used to have a house in Florida. I understand how this goes. This is where people who, there are some people in Florida, this is a very small minority of people in Florida, but the people who are too dumb to live anywhere where they could freeze to death. So that's why they're there.
Smart. To be in a place where you can't freeze.
Yeah, most people who are smart who are down there for that reason, but these are people who just know they can't survive. It gets cold, I don't put a coat on. I don't know. These are people who don't wear a shirt most of the time. All right, here we go. Checking in at
number four.
A large group of people in the United States who feel anyone who looks like them is being unfairly targeted for scorn or worse. So they've started a movement to declare the world that their lives matter just as much as everybody else's. And of course, I am talking about clowns. There has been this uptick in creepy clowns, right? We know about that.
And some people sightings all across the U.S.
Very nervous. So bad that the president's press secretary was asked about it. And some professional clowns now have had enough. They've had enough.
Well, it's not good for their profession.
And they have started, and this is for real, Clown Lives Matter. I swear to God.
They've already started to protest. Or it's not really protest. They walk through the streets and look happy.
This is not a laughing matter.
No, I mean, they're saying that they're being threatened because of the loss of business and everything. Because clowns are creepy now.
In Utah, right? In Utah, somebody called and asked if it was okay to shoot the clown in the front yard.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a clown in the front yard. Is it okay to shoot him? And then the 911 operator said, no, it is not okay.
It's not okay to do that.
No, this is Kelly Martinez. He's been a professional clown for, is it a he or she, Kelly? She, Kelly. For 30 years. And she says that creepy clown stories made the national news. And clowns are not going to take it anymore.
I don't want to be scared. And I want my business to be like it was. I want to go out my door. And I want to make children smile.
I have friends that have absolutely quit the business because they fear for their safety. And people's businesses are shutting down. I want people to realize that this is a profession.
Oh, my gosh. Seems seriously troubled by this whole thing. Wow.
Those are the tears of a clown right there.
Oh, do you have your little button that you can press on after you say that? There it is.
That button. There you go. All right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Violetta's got the WGN traffic trouble spots.
Weekday mornings, it is everything you need to know and some things you just need to see. WGN TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
Top 5-5 continues checking in at...
Number 3.
Oh, my God. The Rolling Stones are releasing a new album.
What?
Blue and Lonesome, which is a reference to their hair, I think.
They're not lonesome.
It's going to be released December 2nd. It's the first studio album since 2005. Wow. And it's 12 tracks, series of covers. Wow, that's interesting, too. Appropriately blues-based.
Blues-based. Oh,
yeah, blues-based.
I like that.
Just You Fool. Here's the first.
I'm just your fool. Can't help myself. I love you, babe. And no one else.
Wow.
What is that? You are my baby.
Could be really good.
Never sounds bad, that guy.
No.
That's pretty amazing. By the way, this weekend is that the Desert Trip concert in Coachella Valley.
Right. They're calling it the Old Cella.
Old Cella, right.
It would be fantastic to go to that.
Stones, The Who, Paul McCartney, Dylan, right? Isn't Bob Dylan going to be there?
He's part of it.
Tom Petty, too. Is that right?
Somebody, was Tom Petty in it?
Somebody else? I just booked Tom Petty into that show. You better get there.
You better get there because you're promising.
He's like, hey, wait,
Rose said that Tom Petty's going to be here.
Wait, am I supposed to be there? I think I better get going. All right. Wait. That'd be that moment where you hear something like on like radio, like this has happened to me actually. Where like I turn on my TV and they go, "Where's Ro?"
Neil Young.
What? Oh, that's Bob Dylan.
Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, Neil Young, The Who, and Roger Waters.
Wow, that is a great
Desert
show.
Trip.
All right, checking in at, don't tell me.
Number 2.
Now, number 1, by the way, I'm told, is the most outrageous thing that Donald Trump has said this year.
We've been waiting for this half an hour now. This is crazy.
They won't play it for me, and they're not playing it anywhere else right now on TV, but then again, there is a category 4 hurricane heading toward Florida, so that might be the reason.
It's lesser in importance than that.
We'll find out. All right, here we go. This is number 2. In an interview with on the campaign trail, Hillary Clinton told extras AJ Calloway what she thought about Saturday Night Live.
I did see it. I'll tell you, when Kate McKinnon came out with the walker, I thought I was going to fall off my chair. Oh, my gosh. She was amazing. Now, I wish I could do, you know, the jumps, the splits, the somersault. I've been working on it.
I bet you could.
Maybe sometime in the next 35 days.
You're pretty agile.
I may pull it out and let you see it.
The next debate.
Oh, my gosh. The next debate.
Why not?
Cartwheels. Cartwheels. What do you think?
What does she think about Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump?
I thought Alec Baldwin was perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. He was amazing. I mean, I it looks like he had been almost shadowing Trump. I mean, his look, his scowling, his, you know, staring down and then muttering his responses. It was perfect. And so I don't know who's going to show up in my next debate Sunday night.
Wow. She's having fun with Extra. I've never heard her that animated.
Yeah, she was really having a good time, which is good to see. Yeah,
that's interesting. But, you know, it's Extra. This is not a real, this is not like news,
and
right?
And often, you know, questions are actually indicated before you arrive and things like that. But it's just, it's fun to talk about SNL, and it's humanizing to make fun of herself.
So here's the question. So she was also, because it is Extra, she was asked about the Kim Kardashian robbery.
Yeah, I felt really bad for her.
No, it's horrible.
Oh, it is. It is. She's home now, right?
She's back, yeah.
And you know, her husband breaking
up. He canceled
his
a couple. Yeah, he canceled.
Well,
a couple
he was
tours.
In the middle of the concert and he ran off stage, bless his heart. No, it's horrible. So I'm just glad nobody was hurt.
She's down with the Yeezy. She is totally yay yay.
They've met.
She's team yay.
They've met before.
Oh, I'm sure.
Many times, so.
That's her opponent in 2020, by the way. She better
watch
out. Yeah.
That'll come back to haunt her. I really feel for them.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Well, that's good.
I don't.
It's hard to live through something like that.
If they did.
But how weird that you asked the presidential candidate about those. That's how the things are now. You know, you ask them about that.
That's all right. We got a presidential candidate playing News or Ruse with us next. Mm-hmm. This is a weird year. Here we go.
Number one.
All right. At a campaign rally, Donald Trump had an unusual message for the deathly ill.
Oh, no. Oh, no. They're already laughing. Can you hear them back there? Brian and Jeff? What is this?
This is for the deathly ill. This is right before. This, you know, we're weeks away now from the most important presidential election of our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. I say kiddingly, but I mean it. I don't care how sick you are. I don't care if you just came back from the doctor and he gave you the worst possible prognosis, meaning it's over. You won't be around in 2 weeks. Doesn't matter. Hang out till November 8th, get out and vote. And then all we're going to say is we love you and we will remember you always.
His people loved it. You heard him cheering there.
Yeah. Right. It doesn't matter. It's okay. It's okay if you die.
It's interesting.
As long as you vote for him is what he is saying right there.
It's an interesting get out the vote initiative. But,
yeah.
You know.
It'll probably be better if you're dead when I'm president anyway. It'll save you the trouble. But it's of the transportation to the re-education camp. But I'm just saying. It is amazing. Is he possibly? I know he's kidding there. I get it. I'm not going to take that too seriously.
They're all laughing.
Yeah, I know that he's kidding, but his lack of self-awareness, his political self-awareness, and I know it'd be his whole thing is, you know, we don't want to be political correct. Well, okay, there's that. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But then there's the if you don't vote for me, this is a waste of my time. If you if you're dying, you should vote. Wrong.
Wronger.
Are you proud of me?
God. Oh my God.
I can't wait for Saturday though to see SNL.
All right.
It makes it fun.
Here is Judy with the WGN News. And then you want to play News or Ruse? Get on the lines right now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.